Dominican.edu. Now, I know I had a bit of a late start. Things are going wrong on the computer. So thank you, Stu, for fixing it. Thank you, Leona. Thank you so much for fixing the issues because I had no idea what was going on. So last week, I had brought, introduced the show like I always do. And, now I talked about the weather last time, and now the weather is cooling down, which is very nice for the people who've been wanting the fall to come around. No more heat. Still sometimes a little bit warm, but it's supposed to rain tomorrow, I believe, and it was a little bit cloudy, overcast, like patchy today, so we'll see what happens, and hopefully it doesn't rain because I really don't like the rain, but if it rains, it rains. It happens. It's part of nature. So I hope you guys are enjoying your Monday so far. I know it's been a good day so far, and then I had a little rough patch, but it's okay. It's only Monday. Things can only get better from here. Anyways, so we have a great show, as always, on the Chatterbox. We're going to talk about the Once Upon a Time, of course, but don't worry, I won't do a verbatim word for word of what happened. And we're also going to talk about a couple other things. Vampire Diaries is coming up soon. Also, we have our Hottest Celebrity segment, as always. Something new that I discovered, and two new songs I hope I get to share with you. If not, I'll be posting it to the Facebook page, which will be really, really cool. And just a couple things that I want to talk about that's been brought to my attention. It'd be really, really nice to get that kind of off my chest and what I feel about the situations that I've been experiencing and, dealing with and hearing from other people as well. So we can go ahead and get started. Again, you are listening to the Chatterbox only at radio.dominican.edu every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. I will go a little bit over since I did get a late start, so hopefully we'll be good to go. So, I'll go ahead and start with the TV shows just because that is first on my list and it's fresh in my mind. So, I'll get this right out of the way. Vampire Diaries comes out in 3 days for season 4. Now, I've already mentioned that, Elena is going to be a vampire. So, we'll see if she decides to become one or to stay human and just kind of like die, basically, because if you don't go through the transition, you die. But I feel that they're not going to do that because, it's Vampire Diaries. Everybody loves them. The whole cast is pretty gorgeous. Even though the ladies are very nice looking and the men, oh my God, they're to die for. Anyways, so that's coming up on Thursday. Unfortunately, I won't get to watch it because I'll be stuck at work from 6 to 9 p.m., but hey, I can always watch it later on that night, or I can just wait the next day since Fridays are my free day. Early start to the weekend, except I do have work on Fridays too, so never mind. But anyways, so now we're going to talk about Once Upon a Time, which I did watch with my friend Lena, which was really awesome. It was nice to have someone watch it with me as well. And, we left off where Snow and her daughter are now in the fantasy land, the fantasy world. And then, Mulan and Aurora think that's what killed their Prince Philip, which was really funny because Mulan is like our Prince Philip. It's like, no, he's Aurora's. I know she has like a kind of debt to him, thanking him and, doing what she can because of all the things he did for her. Anyways, so now we're back in Storybrooke. And things are getting a little intense. You see the seven dwarves, and you see them at the edge of Storybrooke. So, you're leaving Storybrooke. And so they all draw a stick. Whoever got the shortest stick had to test out something. So they cross over the border just to see what happens if they did leave Storybrooke, because they all are kind of wanting to leave. And so Sneezy is the culprit. And he gets zapped he's like stunned or something. You can see it. And he doesn't remember who he is. He doesn't remember that he's actually Sneezy, because when all of his other friends come to help him, then he has no idea what they're talking about. So the prince is still trying to get Emma, his daughter, and Snow back, of course. But he has to save the town, basically, because he's kind of like the king, even though he's really not. And so everyone's going frantic. They don't know what to do. They're trying to leave town. They want to leave town, but they're saying, no, don't do it, because of what happened with the seven dwarves. So the prince decides to have this meeting in a couple hours to figure out what he's going to do. And so he kind of runs away. And then Red Riding Hood asked him, well, what's the plan? And he said, I don't know. I'll let you know in 2 hours. So it kind of shows that, you know, he's not really that great of a leader, but I know as time progresses, he will be, because it's a whole new world for them. I mean, they've been there, but it's still, what are they going to do? We also find out later, they go back in time and they go to like into past things, and you can see how Regina, or the evil queen, gets her magic and what happens, and she's known Rumpelstiltskin for a really, really long time. So I won't go into whole detail about that, but you kind of see the backstory of how she got the dark magic and the dark power. So then in Storybrooke, so the present time, she's now going back to Rumpelstiltskin to get a book that was her mother's that had the spells in it. And so they kind of, you know, they have a heated, interesting, I don't know, what do you want to call it? What would I call that? I'd call it like, not a battle or like a conversation. Let's call it a heated conversation, because it was a little bit. So she eventually gets the book, but unfortunately she does get her magic back. And that says that's really bad news for the entire town, because they're going to be scared. So after the 2 hours is up, you know, the prince is not there at his own meeting that he called to, but then Regina shows up and she uses her magic and she moves everyone out of the way just to scare him. And the only reason she's there is for Henry, who she still claims is her son. I mean, yes, she did raise him, and yes, all of that, but that's biologically, that's Emma's, that is Emma's son. She just gave him up. So he goes, Henry willingly goes with her just so no one else is in danger. And then eventually Regina is going to let Henry go after his grandfather comes and gets him. And so Regina lets him go, saying, you know, I don't want to force you here. I want you to be here. So maybe the evil queen has a heart somewhere in there of her. We're not really sure, but I wouldn't count on it so soon. And then towards the end, I'll just go towards the end, you see we are now in fantasy land with Snow and Emma, and they're being like held captive, and they go into this village that looks like it's being remade. So they see all this and they want to know what's going on, but I'm just gonna, and then something happened. Oh, sorry. Snow White, then she kind of retaliates and she attacks, and then Mulan like hits her basically, and she goes down. Which is really funny, because I didn't think Snow White would be so weak, especially when we saw her in the fantasy land in the past where she used to live. She was, you know, she was awesome. She was brave and strong, and she could do no wrong, and she was awesome. I know that did rhyme, so thank you. I got it. So then they're put in this dungeon, her and Emma, and then there's someone in the shadows. Now, if you didn't watch it last night, please step out of the room or cover your ears or something. I don't want to spoil it for you, but we see that Regina's mother is in the dungeon there as well. And they don't exactly know who she is, but we're going to find out next week. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's just my little synopsis of what happened. And I was really glad that I was there with my friend to watch it, because then we can kind of discuss what we think is going to happen, what's going to go on. And so it's really, really exciting. I really love this series. I'm trying to think of how I found out about it. I think I started the season late. Oh, no, I take that back. No, I did not start the season late. I really don't know how I got into the show. Maybe one of my friends told me. I don't exactly know what happened, but it's awesome to whoever did. Or even if I just discovered it myself, it's a really great show. I'm looking forward to Vampire Diaries, even though I can't watch a premiere. I know my friend Kayla, she works that same day too, so we're both missing out on the premiere. My sweet mate, she gets to watch it for her, like she's able to watch it, so that's good for her, but unfortunately we can't watch it together like I hoped. But you know, that's how the cookie crumbles, and you know, I gotta move on, gotta, you know, just suck it up and just keep going. So anyways, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back I'm gonna continue discussing all the things. We got to try to get some celebrity gossip in there. I got an interesting show that I came across. And just, you know, hottest celebrities, of course, that's going to come up. And don't worry, I won't forget it this time. So anyways, we'll be right back, so stay tuned.
An old school 50-pound cool box. Would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my body up to the top? And crank it higher every time you told you to stop. And all I ask is that you don't get me. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is DJ Bubbles here on the Chatterbox, only at radio.dominican.edu, every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. Now, I know I got a bit of a late start, you know, with some technical difficulties, but we're all good. We're still here, and I'm glad you guys are listening. I hope you're listening. Want to give a shout-out real quick to Kayla. I know you're actually listening now, and I'm so very, very happy that you are able to get a chance to listen to my show. Mom, I know you're listening too, so thank you again for listening, as always. Chelsea, I don't know if you're listening. You probably have some cheer practice or something, but Chelsea in Texas, love you to death. You're amazing, and I hope you're doing well. James, probably you're working, but hi, James. It's nice to have heard from you this weekend and hope you're doing well, and I know you're going to Walt Disney World again, so I'm very jealous, but I'll be there soon with you. Okay, so before break, I just talked about a couple of the television shows that I was going to be watching. I did watch. So Once Upon a Time I did watch last night, and then Vampire Diaries is coming up. And then we also have those webisodes for the Pretty Little Liars coming up. The Halloween episode is on October 23rd. So those webisodes are going to lead up to the actual show. I'm looking forward to it. The webisodes are a little annoying though, just because they don't give you a whole lot. And I know that's the idea I know they want you to keep coming for more, but it's quite frustrating. Just give me the Halloween episode and everything will be fine and dandy. So, I did say that I was going to have a little bit of celebrity news, and I did find an article from People. And so, Rob Pattinson fans, ladies, I'm sorry, but he and Kristen Stewart are a couple again. And I think that is the dumbest thing that they could have done or Rob could have done to take her back. Excuse me. So I'll go ahead and read that article for you. So this is from People Magazine. They're back on. Rob and Kristen have gotten back together. Several sources confirmed to People. The Twilight pair, who play Edward Cullen and Bella Swan, broke up after the Stewart admitted in July in having a brief fling in her Snow White and the Huntsman director Rupert Sanders. After some time apart, Stewart, who's 22, and Rob, who is 26, met up in Los Angeles over the weekend of September 15th in LA and began spending more and more time together. Aw, how sweet. Not anyways. Now they are officially a couple again, and Rob has decided not to sell the LA home that he and Stewart shared, according to a source. The couple are scheduled to make their first red carpet appearance since the split later this month while promoting the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2. Though they are together again, currently the pair are on opposite sides of the country. On Monday, Rob was spotted bundled up in a hat and warm jacket as he strolled the streets of New York City, while Kristen spent Sunday night dressed in shorts from the balmy LA weather, taking in a Florence Bust the Machine concert at the Hollywood Bowl with her father. So I want to know what you guys think about Rob and Kristen getting back together. Do you guys think it's stupid? Are you guys happy that they're back together? I want to know what you guys think, because personally, I think it's absolutely silly and ridiculous. It's just, I know because I've been in a situation before where I have been cheated on and it was not the best experience in the world. And, you know, I did give that person another chance, but didn't work out, of course. You know, maybe it could happen, but, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't trust Kristen. You know, she always has, like, no facial expressions. Everyone makes fun of it on Facebook how, you know, something else has more expression and emotion than she does, or, you know what I mean? More facial expressions. So some other celebrity news. Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman are separating. Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman, one of Hollywood's most enduring couples, are separating after 30 years together, someone told People. The It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia actor 67 and the former Cheers actress 64 tied the knot in 1982. Together, the couple founded Jersey Films, a production company that produced films including Pulp Fiction and Garden State. DeVito and Perlman have three children, Daniel, who's 25, Grace, who's 27, and Lucy, who's 29. And Entertainment Tonight was the first to report the news of the split. So I wonder what you guys think of that reaction. I know I recognize Danny DeVito's name, not exactly Rhea Perlman. You know, I don't keep up with all the celebrity gossip. I don't keep up with it all just because it's a little annoying and something always happens. I know we have been talking about it in my communication classes, and you know, the media chooses what you want to hear. And it kind of like the celebrity news kind of overtakes everything else. Like, what's more important, celebrity news or something that's actually going to affect us in the world? Like the presidential debate. What's going on with that? I talked to my mom about who she's going to vote for, because, you know, I'm not registered to vote. To be real honest, I don't really want to register anytime soon. That's just me personally. Maybe eventually I'll get there. It's just going to take me a little while. But anyways, so I was talking to my mom about it, and she's not exactly sure who she's going to vote for, either Mitt or Obama. From what I've been hearing, because we've been discussing it in classes, I still, if I was registered to vote, I still go with Obama. I know a lot of people say, oh no, not Obama. You know, he didn't really do anything. I mean, compared to what we've been through in the past, he did fix a lot, but there's still some other things, you know, he says, but that haven't been done, or it's not going to happen. Mitt is kind of wishy-washy, too. I don't really know exactly his story, but what we've been talking about in class is that first he said one thing, and then he said a totally different thing next time, and it was, when I heard that, I was a little bit mad. I mean, I know that it's really hard. I know being the president of the United States is a big job. But if you say you're going to do something, do it. It might be hard, or at least show that you're in progress of doing something that you say instead of just making a bunch of lies, because then that's going to affect us too. So that's just enough about the presidential debate. I'm not going to go into a whole lot about it because we could talk about it forever. But this is not what my show's about. This is about fun stuff. So that's just a couple things, you know, for celebrity gossip. And that is all for that. So, but because we do have the hottest celebrities of the week, that is technically part of our celebrity gossip, but it's not exactly, it's just a celebrity category. So I chose, and again, I said, guys, if you go on my Facebook page, the Chatterbox on the Facebook page, or you go to the chatterboxradio.wordpress.com, you can tell me who you want to be, who you want on the hottest celebrities of the week. You can tell me what you want to talk about. If you're having any issues in your life, if you want me to discuss it or give my two cents, please let me know, message me, Facebook me, something. I really would like to hear you guys' feedback. So, the hottest celebrities of the week are, drumroll please, okay, so the female hottest celebrity of the week is Christina Aguilera. I absolutely adore her. She has wonderful music. I know she fouled up the national anthem in the past, but hey, she was nervous. I understand, but I also understand that how can you forget the national anthem? But she's gorgeous. She's a mother, and she was my role model when I was younger. She was very strong, and she's beautiful, and she's very talented. Or she was, I guess she was kind of my role model. But Mom, I know you are always my role model, and you'll always be my number one. So I love you. And then our male celebrity of the week is none other than the birthday boy, Bruno Mars. Now, I know a lot of people know this already, but I am a total diehard fan of Bruno Mars. He's such a cutie pie, and all the songs that he sings, I definitely can relate to each and every single one of them. So today is his birthday, so happy birthday to him. I hope he's enjoying it, and he is our hottest male celebrity of the week, and our hottest female celebrity is Christina Aguilera. Now, if you don't agree with me, that's okay. If you want to tell me you don't like them, go right ahead. But if you have other suggestions, please let me know. I do have a couple other people up my sleeve as each week goes on. And so, in honor of Bruno Mars's birthday, he actually came out with a new song, and that was actually last week, and unfortunately, I didn't think about it. I totally forgot everything was going. You know, I had a lot of things on my mind. But he did debut a new single, and it's called Locked Out of Heaven. I'm going to try to play it for you guys. It's going to be off of my phone since, for some reason, my internet's not working on my laptop. Otherwise, I would have totally played it for you. And also, Christina Aguilera came out with a new song called Your Body. And so I'm going to try and play those songs for you guys. First, I'll try with the Bruno Mars song because it's kind of somewhat loaded on my phone. you know, unfortunately, I don't have my internet's slow on my phone, so we'll see what happens. But let's go ahead and try this. So give me one sec and see if I can play this for you guys, okay? It's loading, guys, so hold on just a second. It just worked a few minutes ago. It started playing, so let's see and hope it does work. The circle thing is going and going and going. I literally just started loading this like 20 minutes ago, and now it's not gonna work. Oh, wait. Here we go.
Oh,
All right, guys, that was called Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars. I'm sorry that it kept stopping and then going, stopping and then going. But that was actually pretty good for not having a whole lot of good internet speed on my cell phone, just because it restarts tomorrow. So that's just unfortunate events. But I hope you guys did enjoy it. That was by Bruno Mars. And he, again, is the hottest celebrity of the week today. And today is also his birthday. Not quite sure how old he is today. But hey, go him. And that was a great song. I know at first I didn't really like it because it sounded a little bit different. But then as I listened to it again, I really enjoyed it. So I was really, really happy with his song. When I heard about his song, I had a different idea of what it was going to sound like. I thought it was going to be really slow and really like romantic. But definitely turned out to be something totally different. But I really enjoyed it. And I hope you guys did too. And again, sorry for it kept stopping and then going. Couldn't really do anything about that. So I'll bring up something real quick before we go to a break, since that was kind of a break in a ways. I know I'm trying to get fit and in shape for, you know, going to Florida. And, you know, I want to be able to eat all the things that I want for, you know, try all the different foods that they have from around the world. Because in Epcot, they have France, they have all kinds of different places, and they have lots of different food. So I'm really looking forward to trying that stuff out. First, I gotta get in shape. I wanna lose a few pounds, you know what I'm saying? So this is from Cosmopolitan that I just found, and there's the best diet tricks that don't involve dieting. So all you ladies out there who really want to try and lose a couple pounds, take a listen to this. Or even if you just wanna get in a healthier mode, totally fine. Let's just check this out. So here at Cosmo, we hate the D word. After all, if you eat right and work out, you'll look and feel great. So there's no need for extremes. That said, sometimes you want to tone up. That's why we found the best diet tips that don't involve depriving yourself. Now that's our idea of a diet. So the first one is eat more. Yep, you read that right. According to research from Penn State, eating bigger portions of food will help you feel fuller longer. The catch? You want to fill up on healthier stuff like fruits and veggies. So a massive salad is good. Massive bag of chips? Not so good. Of course. The next one is reading labels. A survey from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that women who read food labels have a lower BMI than those who don't, and the difference ends up being about 8 pounds. That is quite a bit of, like, weight. I know, not this summer that we just had, but the summer beforehand, I had lost 11 pounds, and I did a lot of walking, which really, really helped, so I was very proud of myself. Now I gotta lose some more weight. So the next one is get slice happy. An Arizona State University study found that people who cut up their food eat less than those who don't, but feel equally satisfied. So try slicing your meat before you eat it, or chopping up your bagel into quarters instead of biting into the whole thing at once. That's actually pretty smart. I know sometimes I'll eat, you know, finger foods, and I'll cut things up and stuff. A lot of times I don't, since I don't really have like a knife on me at all times. So that's a good idea, ladies. Next one is to savor your food. A series of studies from the University of Minnesota and Texas AMU University, which is where my best friend goes, Chelsea, found that focusing on what you're doing when you eat unhealthy foods will help you eat less. Instead of zoning out in front of the TV when you eat dinner, take time to actually think about what you're eating. You'll feel fuller faster, and you'll know you enjoy your meal. I never actually thought about that, so that's another good tip. Also, the fifth one is listening to jazz music. New research from Cornell University discovered that listening to soft music like jazz or an easy listening Pandora station can help you eat less, like 175 fewer calories less per meal, and that can add up, which it does. I know 175 calories doesn't seem like a whole lot, but again, like they say, it does add up, and that will definitely help you tone up or lose weight, whatever you're trying to do. And I know I listen to Pandora a lot, so I'll definitely have to find that easy listening station. The sixth one is don't skip meals. Now, I know my mom tells me this a lot, but it's not good to skip meals. You probably heard that skipping a meal is bad, but new research breaks down how bad it can be. According to a new study from Cornell University, people tend to OD on high-calorie carbs and starches after skipping a meal, while passing up healthy proteins and veggies. As a result, meal skippers end up eating 20% more calories. And that's quite a bit. So be aware of that. Don't skip your meals and just eat lots of fruits and veggies. I actually had some chicken and I had a side salad for dinner tonight. So pretty proud of myself. The seventh one is a cold drink of water. J-Lo reportedly only drinks ice cold water, and Cosmo Radio women's health expert Jennifer Wider, MD, says she might be onto something. Some fitness experts think that cold water can help speed up your metabolism. Why? Your body burns extra calories, warming it up before it can process it. It won't make you burn crazy pounds, but it could give your metabolism a slight boost. And I have heard that. I've heard different things. I've heard that, yes, drinking cold water helps it speed up, but I've also heard drinking cold water is bad. I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to go with this. I know I had some water at lunch, and it was pretty cold. I wouldn't say, like, ice cold freezing temperatures, but it was very, very cold to where it would be considered that. And the last one is do not look at junk food. According to a new study from the University of Southern California, hey, California represent, photos of high-calorie foods like cupcakes, sodas, and pizza flip a switch in your brain that makes you crave them. So take a pass at eyeballing the pastry display at Starbucks when you order your latte. Your bod will thank you. And that makes a whole lot of sense, because I know if, like, I'm in the store with my friends, or, you know, I see the dessert bar at Calorega, you know, I'm very tempted, especially if the dinner's not so great, just tempted to eat like a piece of cake. Or if I'm, again, at Starbucks or something, the pastries look really, really good. No, because I definitely tend to observe things. I'm definitely an observer. I like, you know, I kind of just observe my surroundings. I look at everything and it, you know, it happens. So that's definitely something to consider. So keep aware, be aware of that. And those are the best diet tricks that aren't really a diet. So hopefully that helps. And let me know if you guys try those out. Let me know if it does help. I would love to hear your progress. That'd be great. I'll try these things and see how it works for me. So we'll go ahead and take a break. And then we come back. I just, you know, I'm going to try to get that Christina Aguilera song for you guys. You know, the new song that I told you about. And then I also wanted to talk about this new anime show that I came across. And then just a couple things that I've kind of noticed through my life. So stay tuned.
Show me all your love, all you're giving me is friction. sugar, what you gotta say? It started with a whisper.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Chatterbox here, me with DJ Bubbles, only at radio.dominican.edu. Now, that song was Blow, which is a circuit remix by Kesha, and I actually found that song through one of my old dance instructors' videos. They're really, really cool, so I'm really, really excited about that. Now, I told you guys before the break that I was going to try to play the Christina Aguilera song for you called Your Body, and so it's a new song. Again, it might do the buffer thing. I'm trying really, really hard to get it for you guys. So before I try to start that, I did mention that I found a new anime that I came across. And it's actually really, really cool. It's really cute. It reminds me a little bit like Sailor Moon, but it's a little bit different. I feel that all the animes kind of like are very similar to each other. But this one is called Shugo Chara or Shugo Chara. I don't exactly know how to say the second part. But it's a really, really cute anime. It's this girl and she doesn't really know who she is. And she has this potential. She wants to, like, she has a outside character. So she's really cool. And according to the description, she's like a cool and spicy character. But that's only her outside image. In reality, she's really sweet and she cares a lot about people. She's not mean. And so she wishes to be, she can be reborn into the person she actually wants to be. And then she has these eggs that are like pop up in her bed in the next morning after she wakes up. So she freaks out. She thinks she hatched them and she's like, oh, they never taught this in health class. But those are actually her characters. Like she has like a little inner character inside of her. So they get born when she like notices, you know, herself and who she wants to be. Like she has the potential to be those characters. She actually has three of them, but then later on she gets a fourth one. So it's a really, really cute anime. They're in elementary school, but they don't look like they're in elementary school, but they are young kids. It's really cute. So you guys should check it out. You can find it on crunchyroll.com. They have all the episodes, which is really, really nice. And I've been watching it pretty much nonstop. So let me see if I can try to get that song for you guys. I hope it does work because otherwise I'll be really, really sad. If it doesn't, I can just post it on the Facebook page or I can post it on my WordPress blog. Either way, hopefully it works out. So let me go ahead and see if I can get this for you. I'll keep talking to you guys just to make sure you're still with me. And let's see if this works now. Everyone hold your breath and pray and cross your fingers or do whatever to make this work. Oh, don't tell me I have an ad. You know those ads on YouTube that you get really, really annoyed with and then you say, it says you can skip it. Well, I had everything set up. It was 14 seconds into the song, but that's just like an intro. You know, music videos, how they have those like intros, but for the actual song. Well, now it's loading again. And then it says, you can skip this ad in 5 seconds. What are you looking at? So I apologize for the ad that's playing right now, but I will skip it right now. So hopefully we get this. This would be really awesome because it's a really good song and I love the video. If you guys are on the internet, obviously you're on the internet right now. If you can go to YouTube, if you can get on YouTube, search Your Body by Christina Aguilera. She looks absolutely gorgeous. I love her outfits. She wears like different kinds of wigs. Like she has pink hair and short pink hair and it's curly. And then she has like her hair that she colored. Like, you know, those girls who've dyed their hair, you know, the different colors at the ends because they have blonde hair. Well, she did that too. Really cute. She has like a boyish look. She's wearing like a beanie. She looks more like she's one of the guys. She looks really, really girly. It's really cute. So hopefully this is going to play. Let's see. It still says 14 seconds. I don't know what's going on here. Let's see if I can find out. Let's see. Come on. So you guys will hear me talk and I will talk to my inanimate objects just so they work. I know other people do it too, so it's not just me. So I'm not weird. I'm not the only weird one. So I guess while we wait for the song, and I guess it'll just start playing, I did mention that I wanted to bring up a few things that I've noticed. And I posted a status saying, you know, a lot of people assume that I'll be on the sidelines waiting for them. Well, guess what? I'm not going to be on the sidelines anymore. And not just me, but I've noticed this from other people too. You know, when people do something really, really nice for you, or they're just always there for a certain person, when they ask, you know, they're really thankful, and then they don't ever talk to you again. You know what I mean? So they basically just use you for a moment and then they, you know, they don't talk to you at all anymore. And then they expect you to be waiting for them on the side. You know, they expect you to stay there and do things for them. But that's not how it's going to go down. I know a lot of people have been struggling with this. I know I've struggled with this recently. And I know a lot of people still assume that whoever they need help from, they're going to be there all the time. That's not the case. And it's not really fair to those people that, you know, oh, we're just going to make, you know, we're just going to talk to this person just because they're useful. And, you know, I don't like to be used. And I know just because, you know, it's because I'm a nice person, it's really hard for me to say no. I know a lot of other people have this problem too, that it's hard to say no. But you just got to put your foot down and say, no, this is not going to happen. I'm not going to be your little flunky. I know, especially in relationships too, I know this happens is, you know, if you guys break up and then you get back together, he or she will expect you to stay on the side. And that's, you know, it happens most of the time because, you know, you're really upset that, you know, you broke up or whatever the case may be. But don't be the sideline person because you can't sit around and wait for someone. You can't just sit around. So wait, here we go. Here goes the song. I came in tonight to get you out of my mind. I'm gonna Again, sorry about the skipping. This is a bit of a longer song. I'm really frustrated that it's not going to load, so I apologize to you guys. I know that's frustrating too. It's like DSL, you know, the dial-up internet. That's not okay. You know, the stupid little spinny circles going on. Not a good thing. There we go. And again. It like loads in increments. If you guys notice that, it'll load in increments and then it'll stop and it'll start again and then it'll stop. That's basically what's going on with my phone. I really wish I had that high speed internet right now, but I gotta wait till tomorrow or till midnight tonight. But that doesn't do me any good. It can do me good next time for next week's show, which will be, again, amazing as always. Stop. Again, it stopped. So I think I'm just going to go ahead and quit this. Again, guys, I'll just post it to you on the Facebook page. I apologize for that being so frustrating and annoying. But, you know, it happens, especially when you don't have internet on your phone. That's high speed, but it's okay. Anyways, I'll stop talking about that. So I did have some good news, which was really exciting for me. You know how I told you guys I've been accepted into the Disney College program. I'm going in January, and I'm going to be a character attendant. Well, I'm actually going to auditions this coming up Saturday, which I'm really looking forward to. I know I've already met a few people on the Facebook group pages, and I'm going to meet them there. Really excited to see everybody. And it's in San Francisco, so it's not too far. It's not too far from where I'm at right now. But I told you guys before I was having a little bit of difficulties finding a roommate because according to Disney, you have to have the same check-in day and you have to be in the same program. So there's the spring program and then there's a spring advantage program. Well, I'm only in the spring program just because I do start school in August and I don't want to like that to conflict or anything like that. And then I'm arriving January 8th. I've noticed a lot of January 7th arrivals, 21st, the 14th or something like that. And it's definitely not where I'm checking in. My check-in date is the 8th, but I'm going to be there a day early just to get settled. And, you know, I'm going to go to a hotel and stuff like that. Anyways, I've luckily found a roommate and I found two suite mates. And I'm really, really happy that we all found each other. I had posted my roommate survey and then Miss Lisa, she happened to come across my survey and she said we're exactly the same person, pretty much. And I read her survey too. We are like basically the same person. She was right and I was really excited. So we decided to room together and then we decided to find some suite mates. We also, Miss Megan also found us and she found that we were all very alike, and so she actually asked me to be her roommate, but I said, you know, I've already got a roommate, but however, would you like to be suite mates with us? And so she said, sure, why not? And then she actually found a roommate, like, real quick. She found it, like, her roommate, like, the next day or, like, later on that night, and we have Miss Katie. So we have me, and I'm not going to say my name. We have Katie, we have Lisa, and we have Megan. So we're going to try to get a two-bed, two-bath in Chatham. And then, you know, if worst comes to worst, we'll get Patterson next. So if you girls are listening, that's what's going to happen. So Chatham is our first choice, and then Patterson is our second choice, just in case things don't work out. So hopefully Disney will be able to accommodate that for us because I know I don't want to live with five other girls. I can, you know, barely handle three. Because I live, you know, it's me and three other girls right now in the residence halls. So I couldn't imagine living with five other girls and then me. That's six. That's crazy. That's too much estrogen in the room and we need a break. So I think it'll be really, really good for us. And I'm really excited. I'm glad we all found each other again. And we keep talking about how we're really excited, how we just want it to be January already. So I'm really, really happy with the outcome because I was a little bit concerned if I wasn't going to find a roommate and I was just going to get paired up with someone that I didn't know or I didn't know what their personality was like. And that's why they do have those Facebook groups so you can meet other people. And when you do start getting accepted, you can already start to find people and you can meet them prior to. So I think we have a plan that we're going to get there really early, probably the earliest we can get there, stand in line together, and then just be on our merry way. So I'm really looking forward to that. So ladies, hello Lisa, hello Megan, and hello Miss Katie. I hope you guys are listening, or if you don't get a chance, I'll let you guys know that I gave a shout out to you. But anyways, so that's pretty much the show. I think we got everything covered. I know I just didn't get that song, Your Body, with Christina Aguilera. Maybe some of you guys are okay with that. I know some of you might not be okay with that. But again, like I said, I will post it on the Facebook page. So make sure to like it. I only have 36 likes, guys. I've asked over 1,000 friends that I have on Facebook and only 36. I mean, come on. Where's the love? Where's the support? So hopefully you guys can like it. Or if you don't, if you're not really a Facebook kind of person, you can also check out my Word blog. So it's thechatterboxradio.wordpress.com. And if you do want to follow me on my adventure when I go to the Disney College program, I did make a Tumblr only to talk about the Disney College program, my experiences. So it's bbinthedcp.tumblr.com. I know I haven't really been posting anything just because, you know, I'm not at Disney yet. And the internet here is absolutely terrible unless you're on like a land computer. So if you're on your laptop, it's usually pretty slow. And you know, a lot of students are on the computers trying to do their homework. Especially last night, that was really frustrating because I was trying to watch my new anime that I discovered and it wouldn't work. And I was, you know, very disappointed. And I was just like, everyone get off the internet. I'm trying to do something important. Even though watching anime cartoons is not really that important. But, you know, it was something that I'm enjoying and I'm really glad I found that. So again, guys, thank you so much for listening to my show. I know we got a bit of a rough start earlier. We started late. Hopefully we won't have these technical difficulties next time. That'd be great if we didn't, because I know it'd make my life so much easier and, you know, wouldn't have to worry about anything. No, it means Hakuna Matata. It means no worries. So thanks again, guys. So don't forget to listen to my show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. This is The Chatterbox and I'm DJ Bubbles. So make sure to tune in every single Monday. Every single Monday. Unless it's like a holiday or something, I'll let you guys know if something comes up. So again, thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your night.